And finally, Janelle Tepin is with us. We've kept her waiting in the green room for like 20 minutes, and she has been very patient indeed. But we thank you for joining us, Janelle. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, good. So as you just told me off the air, you had a real meeting last night. And it looks like, just looking at the City of Dundas City Council meeting last night, not only did you have a regular meeting, but you had a work session too.
Right.
Yeah. Where do we start?
Well, we can start with the 2024 financial audit. The council accepted that last night. Mm-hmm. The auditors made their presentation. We are on solid financial ground. We continue to be on solid financial ground.
Fantastic.
With the conclusion and acceptance of that 2024 audit.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks.
That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of work.
Yeah. Any highlights in the audit, or do we come away from an audit with highlights or anything like that?
No.
Yeah. It's kind of a thumbs up, thumbs down, pass, fail kind of a thing, isn't it?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thumbs up and pass. There we go. What else?
Kind of the bigger thing on the agenda following that was the approval of a cost estimate for pulling the pump out of well number 2 and doing rehabilitation on that pump. Okay. And that's an expensive project. The quote was a not to exceed amount of $150,000, but we do expect it to be about half of that, $80,000 to $90,000. But they can't really tell until they actually pull the pump out of the well and get a look at the components inside the pump.
I would think just pulling the well pulling the pump itself would be a heck of a task.
Right.
Yeah.
Kind of interesting to watch, though, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, how do you even do that? I mean, that's super interesting.
I don't know. Big hooks?
I guess. okay, so what else was on the agenda?
And then we, as you mentioned, we invited Dennis Luby, the Rice County engineer, to a work session following the regular council agenda. And he had a list of discussion items that he wanted to talk about with the city council, including the Decker Avenue Corridor Study Partnership and the next steps. He has made his rounds to the city of Northfield, Bridgewater Township, and now the city of Dundas too. And we've been involved in the study as it's gone along.
Mm-hmm.
And, talk to landowners, property owners in Dundas that would be impacted with any future extension of the Decker Avenue corridor.
Mm-hmm.
But the study and the city's transportation comprehensive plan did align.
Oh, good.
So it wasn't all that, newsworthy, controversial. It didn't generate a whole lot of discussion because of the alignment that it took.
That's good news, and around here, good news is newsworthy. Absolutely. we've been making a concerted effort to find some good news, so that's good.
So this is, this is future planning.
Yep.
Future planning. It's not anything where Rice County or the city is going to acquire property or seek property from individual property owners for that extension of Decker Avenue.
Okay.
Just as those properties develop, there will be an official map put together that all parties sign off on that shows that alignment of Decker Avenue.
Okay, cool. I'm sorry, I thought I was interrupting you.
Nope, I'm good. I'm just listening.
Okay. Yesterday, speaking of some road projects, we were lucky enough yesterday to acquire Cannon Valley 10 is going to be a new advertiser on KYMN starting later this week. So I was over at the movie theater, and I was coming up County Road 1, after I left, and turning left onto Highway 3. And there was a guy there trying really hard to get across Highway 3 on foot. And this man literally had taken his life into his own hands. I mean, I almost hit him. And there was another car that like had to stop or not like really slow down. And it made me think immediately. I mean, you've talked quite a bit about the need for a pedestrian crossing right there. And where are we with that?
So the final plans were submitted by our city engineer, WSB, to Rice County and MnDOT just within the last week or so.
Okay.
And so they will review those plans. We expect them to sign off on that. And then we should be able to bid the project, I don't know, maybe in late April, early okay. May.
So could be by the end of the construction season, we have a pedestrian
yes.
crossing there.
Yes.
That'd be fantastic. I was really afraid for this
yep.
guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're all thankful every day that there aren't more pedestrians
yeah.
hurt
or
worse at right. that intersection. Right. And, you know, it will connect both sides of the community,
yep.
encourage you know, extensions up into Bridgewater Heights and across into Northfield, right. all those connections will be made.
Right. Mm-hmm. They, you know, Northfield city planners all the time talk about Highway 3 is like this scar like across Northfield. But, I mean, for Dundas, it's even deeper than that because, I mean, Dundas isn't as big, but you've still got this huge separation. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
All right.
Working to make that separation not so dangerous.
We like that. Thank you so much. Anyway, so I just want you to know, Janelle, I was thinking about you yesterday.
Thanks, Rich.
Okay. One more thing I want to ask about, because I'm always intrigued. The Easter egg hunt is coming up. When are we doing that?
It is the Saturday right before Easter, which okay. is Saturday, April 19th
okay.
at 10 a.m. at Memorial Park.
Okay. All right. Do we have to register or anything to be part of that, or is it just come one, come all?
Come one, come all. Bring your bags. Bring your Easter baskets.
Yep.
We have 1,000 eggs that we divide up by age groups.
That's fantastic.
Wow.
The Easter Bunny is in attendance. He has confirmed
awesome. His right.
Appearance again this year.
Right.
So,
and the eggs, the plastic eggs. Do we still ask that people return the plastic eggs when they're
yes.
after they've been found?
And we do accept donations sure. of a dollar, a couple bucks
right, right.
per kid. Yeah,
cool. That's awesome. So there'll be someone there to take my money if
yep.
I'm curious who is in charge of hiding those 1,000 eggs. That's a big task.
You do that, don't you, Janelle?
Yeah.
So they're not really hidden.
Okay.
We just throw them out into the field and have signs posted for each age group.
Okay.
And kind of mark out the area.
Sure.
And then our council member, Ashley Gallagher, who is the chair of the Park and Rec Board, does a countdown along with the Easter Bunny.
Okay.
And then they all run out into the field and pick up their eggs.
Wow.
There are plenty of eggs for yeah, everybody.
I'm great. Just picturing this like the pandemonium yeah, that ensues. That must be really fun to watch.
It's pretty fun.
Yeah. yeah. Wow. And who fills all the eggs too? Is that volunteers? That
yes. Okay. It's park board members, mm-hmm. myself. We'll gather the week before and
sure.
stuff all those eggs. It takes a couple hours.
I'm sure.
We just have coffee and donuts and
nice. Do yeah. that. Nice. Cool. There
what,
you go.
What is the
nice.
Age range?
Well, so we do like 0 to 2, all the way up to about 9.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Janelle Tepp, anything else we should know about what's going on in Dundas?
The Milltowns Trail segment extension from the pedestrian bridge to County Road 8. Tree clearing begins this week.
Oh. Okay.
Yep.
All right. So, you know, people get really weird about trees around here. So just everyone, everyone just beware that this is going to happen, and it's for a good thing.
Yes,
so,
it is.
Yeah.
Very good thing.
All right. Janelle, thanks so much. We always love it when you come around.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.